Phoneboy Speaks, episode 133, Searching Maps. I think I know why people like Google Maps better than some of the other solutions out there, including Apple Maps, which I talked about yesterday. And it comes down to search. And I know this because I had my own experience with this many years ago with Nokia's mapping solution. I'd had it on a Nokia N95 and a couple other devices. And I remember being in Canada and trying to find the nearest Walmart. Well, it tried to direct me to a Walmart in Mexico. And I know it was because I couldn't type the name right. And I also repeated the experiment more local to my house with a few other, with Big O Tires or something. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, that's something Google is very good at, is that they've got a search engine. They've been doing it for, at least 10 years or more. And they're pretty good at figuring out what you want, even if you don't type it exactly the right way. They've put a lot of time and energy into it. And, and Nokia, they bought Navtech. I mean, they had quality mapping data. What they didn't have was a way to figure out what you were typing and turn it into what you actually wanted. And so that meant the experience, even if they had better mapping data, was inferior. And just to be clear, I didn't test the searching capabilities of Apple Maps. I'm going to assume it's at least somewhat inferior. I don't expect them to be anywhere near as good as Google is, but I can tell you that, based on my own experience, that the turn-by-turn navigations is better on Apple Maps than it was in Google Maps. Once you find the place, getting there, it still seems like it's easier on Apple Maps. And I had an experience last week also with that, where I was noticing that the directions that were being given by Google Maps, they were accurate, but the way it was presenting it was much better on Apple Maps, at least in my opinion. But I think that one experience right there gives people a huge impression about how good it is or how bad it is, being able to find what it is they're looking for. And so am I going to have both on my phone? Well, yeah, I'm going to have both on my phone. In any case, I'll have to try it the next time I actually need to drive somewhere and I don't exactly know where I'm going, because I want to see if it can find, the nearest Starbucks or something. Maybe it can. I know Siri claims it can, but, we'll just have to wait and see, when I actually need to do it, whether it will work or not. And of course, I'll have Google Maps as a backup, or I'll have some other thing. But, anyway, that's a little more color to my commentary about Apple Maps and my experience and I guess how it would compare to Google Maps. I mean, I've used Google Maps before, so it's not like it's unknown, but it is, they say, Apple Maps is not quite as bad as people give it credit for, but I understand why people like Google Maps more. It comes down to the search. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.